Manu Patra alerts dated the 22nd of October 2019. Supreme Court has granted bail to former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram in the INX media corruption case filed by the Central Bureau of Investigation. The former Finance Minister had filed a plea challenging the Delhi High Court verdict denying him bail in the case. However, the leader continues to be in custody of Enforcement Directorate and cannot walk free immediately. Supreme Court has transferred to itself all cases related to the linkage of social media profiles with Aadhaar pending in different high courts and also asked the centre to submit its report in January to check social media misuse. The court, while allowing the transfer petition of Facebook, asked the registry to place all connected matters before the Chief Justice of India for listing before an appropriate bench in last week of January 2020. Supreme Court has stayed the ongoing criminal trial in connection with an alleged sex CD in which Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel is an accused and asked him to explain why the trial not be shifted out of the state. The court issued notice to Chhattisgarh Chief Minister on CBI's petition seeking transfer of the criminal trial to another state as it accused him of threatening witnesses. Apex Court has issued non-bailable warrants against managing directors of 32 Mumbai-based companies for not complying with its order. The managing directors now face imminent arrest and will have to be produced in the top court by the Mumbai police if they fail to get preventive orders. Supreme Court has observed that the controversial Metro Carshed project in Mumbai's Aray colony can continue, but the freeze on tree cutting will remain. The court also asked for a white paper on the issue, seeking details on the trees cut, transplanted and those that survive the transplant. Supreme Court has observed that a disputed property claim based on inheritance can be only resolved in an appropriate civil proceeding and not in a criminal proceeding. The court further noted that it failed to understand as to how a dispute with regard to the inheritance under a will in need of confirmation can be decided in a criminal proceeding. Supreme Court has observed while acquitting a rape accused that the conviction of an accused cannot be based solely on a statement of the witnesses recorded by the police under Section 161 or 154 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973. The court observed that it is the statement made on oath in the court which has to be the foundation of conviction. Top court has embarked upon proceedings to ascertain why those given free legal aid do not get proper assistance, and to devise ways to ameliorate this situation across the country. The court has sought responses from all the state governments and high courts to be able to come up with a uniform mechanism to cut such delays, and to ensure poor and needy are not deprived of their valuable rights because of laxity by legal aid lawyers. Apex Court has given its nod to the reconstruction of the Sant Ravidas Temple, accepting the centre's proposal to construct the shrine at the same site where it was demolished in August on the court's orders. Supreme Court has allowed Muslim parties, including UP Sunni Waqf Board, to file their written note in the decades-old Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid land dispute case, in which they have submitted that the verdict will have consequences for the future polity of the country. Supreme Court has observed that the inherent power of the High Court under Section 482 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 does not enable the High Court to alter, add to, modify or vary any order that has been affirmed by the Supreme Court. Supreme Court has castigated executive authorities for using police assistance to deliver possession of a property to a decree holder though there was no order by the executing court to provide such police assistance. The court further noted that procedure adopted by the police with regard to the delivery of possession by resorting to a manner outside the procedure of the court, using the court orders as an umbrella, was wholly unwarranted. Guwahati High Court has asked the state government to set up a mines and mineral task force battalion to check illegal mining and prevent further degradation of rivers and ecology. The court also asked the state government to set up a high-level committee to study and recommend measures for the preservation of the fragile ecosystem of the river. Delhi High Court has directed that police booths should be constructed with least possible hindrance to public at large and basic facilities be provided to officers deployed there. The court directed the centre, the Delhi government and the power distribution companies to together formulate guidelines for setting up the police booths and providing water and electricity at these kiosks. Delhi High Court has issued notices to the Department of Telecommunication and the Finance Ministry, besides Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp, seeking their reply on a plea alleging that the messaging portals were illegally providing voice-over internet protocol services, which were only permitted under a telecom license. Delhi High Court has sought response from the centre, Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp on a plea alleging that the two instant messaging platforms were illegally providing voice over internet services, which is only permitted only under a telecom license. Delhi High Court has observed that giving judgment on the policy framework of an organization and directing change of policies are not envisaged under the Right to Information Act, 2005. The observation by the High Court came while setting aside a Central Information Commission direction to the centre to revise the present policy for selection of meritorious students under the Balshree scheme. Delhi High Court has directed the AAP government to convene periodic meetings of the Sentence Review Board, which reviews jail terms awarded and makes recommendations for premature release in appropriate cases. The court said it is absolutely necessary to hold the meetings periodically. Karnataka High Court has ruled that a magistrate where the aggrieved woman resides even temporarily has jurisdiction to entertain an application filed under the Protection of Women from Domestic Violence Act, 2005. It need not only be tried by a court within whose local jurisdiction the offence was committed. Uttarakhand High Court has issued guidelines and directions to the State Election Commission and the state government to ensure free and fair elections at block and district level panchayat heads in the state. Bombay High Court has set aside profiteering order against Hardcastle Restaurants, HRPL, a master franchisee of famous fast food brand McDonald's. HRPL operates nearly 300 McDonald's outlets across 34 cities and 10 states in the West and South India. The anti-profiteering body had directed HRPL to deposit 7.49 crore rupees for not passing on GST cuts. Bombay High Court has ruled that it is essential for a candidate contesting from a reserved seat to produce a caste validity certificate within 12 months of the date of election, and failure to do so would lead to retrospective termination. Manipur High Court has quashed the results of 2016 examination conducted by Manipur Public Service Commission and also the appointment of those recruited afterwards. The court directed the Central Bureau of Investigation to investigate the examinations within 3 months. Kerala High Court has ruled that an individual partner cannot claim eviction on the ground of bona fide need for his or her occupation of the building owned by a partnership firm. The court also held that eviction petition filed by a partnership firm on the ground of bona fide need for the occupation of a legal heir of a partner is not maintainable. Kerala High Court has directed the government and local self-government institutions to repair and maintain all roads to make them motorable immediately, not later than the 31st of January, 2020. The court observed that no amount of excuses or reasons of any kind can justify even the loss of one life or injury solely because of bad roads. Bombay High Court has set aside conviction of Abdul Ghani Mullah, a man sentenced to 7 years in prison for allegedly ransacking a house and assaulting the wife and children of another man during the Bombay riots of 1992. Bombay High Court has cleared the way for the functioning of a new girls' hostel and an arbitration center at the Indian Law Society Law College, ILS Law College, by directing the Pune Municipal Corporation to grant these buildings occupation certificates within 2 weeks. Punjab and Haryana High Court has declined to grant leave to appeal against the judgment of acquittal in a rape case while stating that absence of injury on the person of the prosecutrix would lead to an inference that she was a consenting Party to sexual intercourse. Securities and Exchange Board of India has fined four firms a total amount of 20.4 lakh rupees for carrying out fraudulent trading in the illiquid stock options segment of the Bombay Stock Exchange. The regulator in separate orders noted that the firms violated provisions of prohibition of fraudulent and unfair trade practices by executing reversal trades in the stock options segment of the BOS.